This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Overall, more than 14 million people have been infected and more than 275,000 have died of COVID-19 in the United States, according to Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. is the world's hardest hit country, and President-elect Joe Biden said he will ask Americans to wear masks for 100 days when he assumes office January 20th. Biden made the comment in an interview with CNN Thursday. He also said he thinks we'll see a significant reduction in coronavirus cases that have surged to record numbers in recent days, with a corresponding rise in daily death tolls. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is joining three other living former presidents, encouraging Americans to get a COVID-19 vaccination shot as soon as it becomes available. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution newspaper reports Carter's office didn't confirm whether he planned to get the vaccine. Carter is 96 years old. In addition, former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama all agreed to get vaccinated on camera to help instill confidence in Americans to get the injections. European Council President Charles Michel has highlighted certain COVID-19 vaccine deployment issues, including dealing with fake news, AP's Charles de la Desma.
Michel spoke as EU countries finalized their vaccination plans amid rising concern and distrust in some citizens. He said leaders face a transparency battle to not allow fake news or to perturb or make even more complicated nations' capacity to deploy vaccines and protect citizens. Michel insisted on the importance of having good communication strategies based on science, knowledge, and transparency. I'm Charles de la Desma.
From Washington via remote, this is